Are you ready to transform your life and embrace magical experiences? Talking to Tanis, where you evolve on purpose, is on now. With your host, Tanis McRae. Your time is now. Let Tanis help you realize that you will be heard, be relevant, be loved and accepted, all while having fun doing it. Awaken your awareness to create the change you want to happen in your life. Talking to Tanis on TransformationTalkRadio.com starts now.
Hello, everybody. From the here I am on the inside. Absolutely enjoying this inside bit. This is Tanis McRae, and you're listening to Talking to Tanis Evolve on Purpose right here on Transformation Talk Radio. So the intentions for my show have always been to highlight the systems and the processes and the people that I found have helped me in my own self-awareness journey. And we couldn't be in a more yummy time to really start to do this, if not start, continue to do this self-awareness journey, this extraordinary opportunity. And I saw a great poster, and it was my fave. And it said, if you can't go outside, go inside. And I'm like, hey, that's my jam. It's all about going on the inside and becoming conscious and aware and seeing the bigger picture, not just what's happening in this moment. In my last show, we had a great conversation with Leanne Wolf about how human design plays such a pivotal role in self-awareness and expansion and consciousness, and how I use it to help me assist not only how I operate in the world, but how my family members operate in the world, and to connect on those points. Today, I'm welcoming my very good friend, Angela Ditch, like bestie friend. We don't remember exactly when we met in person because I think it feels like we've known each other for aeons. But Angela is the reason that I know telepathy exists because we have more synchronistic moments than we don't. Like text, we immediately are thinking of each other. Sometimes we have the same pictures in our head, and often whole conversations where we're just going, oh, yeah, right? Mm-hmm. So we're going to do our best today to use our outside voices so that everybody else is part of the conversation. But, you know, if you want to ride our telepathy wave, you go ahead and enjoy that. So welcome to Talking to Tanis, my friend Angela.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. It's as I was saying earlier, it's kind of weird, but it's also fun.
It's also
We have so many conversations together that this is just a really fun way to be able to do it today. So thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah. So Angela, do you want to just give everybody a little bit of a heads up, sort of what you're being and how what you have an offering, and I don't know, just who you are?
Okay, I'd be happy to. Well, basically my work, I help people find that connection point between their human self and their more spiritual soul self. And once we find that connection point, then we build a conversation between your human little I, as I like to call it, and your more soul self big I. And once that communication opens up, then we can really help the human side having this very sensory experience, really enjoy the experience, and also open up to that bigger guidance and the bigger possibility of infinite potential. And so sometimes I'm called a marriage counselor for spirit and form, right?
Yeah.
And I use breath work and Kundalini tantric yoga to build experiences around that merge. And I also take people through mentorship programs where we look through different lenses of how we actually show up and operate as a human, and then how to really dive into that relationship with consciousness and evolve your life on purpose, as Tanis would say. So that's me. That's my work.
Yes. Yeah. And I, of course, have had the benefit of not only being a student, but a good friend and co-facilitator with Angela
and a mentor.
Yeah. Mentoring each other. We feel like we've really always helped each other move through our own journeys. And, you know, you need a consciousness buddy. I always suggest that, like, have a consciousness buddy, somebody who's right, sort of walking that path with you, you don't have to sort of, always say, well, you know, what do you mean? Or you don't have to question that kind of thing, where you're really moving that. I'm extraordinarily lucky in my life. I have many, and I have Angela's, which is one. So yeah, the little eye is in quite a saturated experience right now, globally. And I think what we called this flow through fear. And I love sort of the double meaning to that, which is, you know, flow through fear, but also flow through fear as fear being the doorway. And I know we want to really sort of tap into the potential, like you said, that potential of when the little eye is in distress or discomfort or contraction, right? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, do you want to, I know this has been very prevalent in your teachings lately. And, mm-hmm. and would you like to sort of speak to that from your point of view of what flows through fear or flow through fear?
I'd be happy to. Thank you. So, and again, little I is the term I use for the finite physical self. It's the human personality. And so when we look through these lenses, we see ourselves as being a collection of information. So literally we're in formation, right? And so the information comes from our genetics, from ancestors' memories, from the things we learned once we got into these baby bodies we were gifted, and how we identify with what's going on around us. So there's all this information. And when we breathe, we inhale and exhale, we're circulating energy through and across these tissues. And what that does is it triggers the information up into our awareness. So literally our sensory system is triggered and the information comes up onto our, say, internal desktops, we'll call it, okay? Well, right now, information is on overload. Right. People are being bombarded with so much energy from this focus and this attention of what's going on globally that what's actually happening is we're erupting up all of the information in our most deepest survival instincts. So fear is the thing being served right now on the menu, right?
Yes.
And so it's all coming up. And this then, of course, you know, rattles a lot of information. You know, you've got survival, you've got mortgages, you've got food, you've got your jobs. Now you're isolated. There's a fear for your health and for your family. And, you know, it's a lot of change and all at once. And the whole planet is being affected. So not only is our own fear coming up, but it's also the collective fear. And so it's like, wow,
juicy.
Intense, right?
Yeah, super juicy, right?
Yeah. Now, the gift in that, and I know people are going to say, what is she talking about, a gift in that, right? But the gift in that is that fear is actually a call to focus, and it's a call to action. It's a mobilization of energy so that you can move it towards something. So it's highly potent and powerful. So when we can kind of step back around what's coming up and hold it, you know, the term hold space is a good word for this. Mm-hmm. We can kind of hold it and allow it to arise without going into judgment about what it is you're afraid of or what's going on. Then you can kind of soften that contraction that you feel, right? And the minute that you start to soften the contraction and go more neutral, you open the flow. So now you got all this energy backed up and spinning around. Your mind's going a million miles an hour like a popcorn machine. Your emotions are being overwhelmed. You're overheating physically, right? Mm-hmm. And now you go into this surrender and this energy flows beyond the limits of what finite information you hold, right? Because your little eye is a collection of information. So within its boundaries, it only knows what it knows. Mm-hmm. But once it surrenders and opens and the flow of energy moves forward, now you're in the realms of Big Eye, and mm-hmm. Big Eye is connected to every potential and possibility. So now you're live streaming your guidance in and you're making all kinds of shifts to this information. And so flow is really struggle, moving into release, and then going down into this wonderful flow state, and then you integrate, you know, you catch your breath, you relax, and you integrate. And so the planet is being induced into flow.
Yes.
Period.
And you know, basically in my terminology, what I've been saying is it actually is, fear is kind of short-circuiting itself. It's like, it's so prevalent and it's so contracted and it's so there and it's so saturated and it's, there's no way to just, to avoid or distract yourself from it, you know, to kind of get away from it, that it actually sort of almost short circuits itself, which actually brings to me the surrender, because it's like, sure. You can't hold it for that amount of time. The the self can't hold it that intensely for that amount of time. So it's almost an acclimation or an acclimatization to it. It's like when you get in the hot bathtub, right? And it seems really hot, but after a few minutes, it's comfortable because you've acclimatized to it, which then gives you sort of more access to more. Like you're saying, it gets you access to what's behind it, what's in it, what's through it, what is it? And you actually can go into observer, I think, of fear much better when that short circuits and allows you that opportunity to kind of, like you say, step back from it slightly, but still being present in it. But it loses its kind of initial, its initial saturation, its initial shock to the system. And I feel like yesterday that was a big one for me. I don't know about you, but I started to feel the fatigue in the collective, the mm-hmm. fatigue of holding it all, you know, where it's like now it's been several weeks and there's fatigue setting in, and that's starting to create its own beautiful opening of mm-hmm. kind of, I guess, for lack of a better word, relaxation of mm-hmm. of it. But of course, you know, lots of other things are going to come up with that as well, right?
Right.
And when we come back, because we're going to go to break here right away.
Okay.
But when we come back, we're going to go further into some of the sort of practical reasons or ways that you can actually sort of access that fear and access that flow within it. And not in a scary way, but in a supported, beautiful way. So we'll be right back. See you when we come back from the break.
What would you do with the power of community? How do you create your own rituals? Tune in to Living Your Gifts with me, Susan Huff, Ancient Applications for Modern Times, the second Wednesday of each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Our lives begin with the stories we are told and the stories we tell ourselves. Storytelling is the key. To learn more about me, visit LivingYourGifts.com. That's LivingYourGifts.com.
Living a richly abundant life? Sound too good to be true? Listen in to Richly Abundant Women with Julie Steelman on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Embrace a vibrant future of breaking free financially and creating a richly abundant life filled with prosperity and growth. To learn more about Julie Steelman and Richly Abundant Women, visit www.juliesteelman.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
The vibration of change, that magical place where life shifts from struggle to ease, from stagnation to forward movement, from old ways of being to new ways of becoming. If you're like I am, it can be rather elusive to get there, but when you are in it, you feel it down to your very core, don't you? And it can positively affect everything in your life, from your relationships to your health and well-being, from your career path to your abundance. From the quality of that inner connection to the fullness of your self-expression. On the Christine Upchurch Show, we explore ways to get into that vibration of change with experts in the fields of consciousness, psychology, spirituality, health, healing, and science. Join me, Christine Upchurch, every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on KKNW AM 1150 and Transformation Talk Radio, and learn new ways to step into your vibration of change.
Everyone, We're back on Transformation Talk Radio with me, Tanis, talking to Tanis. That's why I called it that, right? Because that's my name. Evolving on Purpose. And we are here today with flow coach and friend, Angela Ditch. And we're talking about flow through fear or flow through fear. So wherever we want to put the emphasis there. So right before the break, we were talking about something I had experienced yesterday in the collective energy. And I felt a very, and personally also as well, a very saturated feeling of fatigue. And that was like not just in the little eye or in the sort of specific what was happening in my day physically. This was sort of bone deep and soul deep fatigue. And so I know Angela has incredible insight around that. So I want to move it over to you, Angela. So you want to speak to this fatigue?
Sure, I'd love to. So what I'm also experiencing in my work and with my clients is that there is like a detox happening. So as all this energy is triggering all this information up and out of our cells, it's like we're here with the opportunity to review everything right back down to the DNA. And so it's actually just like doing a cleanse. Once you start detoxing and things start coming out of the cells, you have to keep it moving or you start to feel almost ill. And so this fatigue is like a beginning stage to potential toxicity. And so this is where it's super important for people to drop into their breath, make sure they're moving the breath through the body, make sure they're moving the body, doing things that can help move energy or literally just, you know, distract yourself from all of the thinking, right? And get right into some kind of flow, basically. Mm-hmm. And so what I'm experiencing is that a lot of people are, with all the information that's coming up, they're starting to re-ingest the information. And so instead of recognizing that what's coming up is old, it's history, they think it's now. And so they're trying to deal with it all over again. Whereas if we can, again, step back into that witness state, that observer state, and just recognize this is detoxing. I just need to move this. I need to go for a walk or I'll get on my treadmill or, you know, do a yoga practice or whatever it is they do, and let it move through me without attaching to it, then they're actually really literally letting it go. And in the yogic practices, for example, that's the entire purpose for yoga. Yoga is to put your body in compressions and tensions to activate energy across your connective tissues where you hold this information so you can bring it up and let it flow, right? You let it go. And then it cleans up the cells, makes more space. Well, again, right now, globally, we're being collectively induced into this yoga practice. Mm-hmm. And so it's about people now who don't have these frameworks of learning to hold space for themselves or even allow this stuff to come up for them to kind of get to that. And, you know, I don't want to hog the talking here, but I'm on a roll here. The thing that's the would be a concern is, on the one hand, you get so much coming up at once, it can be extremely overwhelming. People go into anxiety, into panic, you know, their body gets that feeling of out of control. So the first thing to do is try to stop that overcontraction and get it into neutrality. And so sometimes people are reaching for those things that are common, like food or TV or Netflix or alcohol or drugs or something that will either distract, suppress, or impair it. And so there's times when we need to do that to get things kind of settled back down. But where the worry would be is if that becomes the pattern, because then we don't make use of this great epic opportunity to reprogram everything that we want to reprogram about ourselves, right? Mm-hmm. To revisit that information. Mm-hmm.
And we're replacing sort of our day-to-day distraction with another distraction, and usually a distraction we want to numb, to create a numbness, right? To, again, to not look inside. Right. So one of the ways that I suggest to my clients in this is go get creative. Start to do something with your hands. If you've always wanted to learn to draw, start to draw. You don't need to go to a class, or we've got the YouTubes, right? We got the YouTubes. You can start to draw. If you want to paint, you could start to paint. You could, you know, if you have, what do you call it? Crayons around there, you can do that kind of thing. Myself, I love to quilt. So that once we get into sort of creation, for me, anxiety is actually tempered and helped really beautifully through a creative process where you ignite this sort of inner child, if you will, who wants to color the picture, who wants to, you know, without the critic, without the inner critic, because no one needs to see it, no one needs to, right? So bringing something in that actually ignites that inner creativity. Mm-hmm. And the other thing I was talking about, I think it was last time with Leanne, was playing.
Right.
Playing. Like, what do you want to do to play? So, you know, turn the TV off and play with your children's Lego, even if they're asleep. Right. Or play with your children with the Lego. Or just ignite that sort of inner child again, that inner enthusiasm, that inner joy. Because often our day-to-day sucks that out of us, where we forget about it. It's put on the back burner. It's not visited anymore. And so for me, that increases movement. It increases breath. It increases all of those feel-good hormones in your body and the lymphatics and the adrenals, because nothing moves you faster through anxiety than happiness or or excitement or enthusiasm. And so sometimes it's simple creation, right? Simply draw on your front window with soap. Like, there's no grade one teacher, kindergarten teacher, make a macaroni necklace.
Fun.
Right?
If you can find any macaroni.
If you can find macaroni, that's right. If you have some sitting there, but just be really, you know, clean so that you can eat it later. But it's a, you know what I mean? That, to me, that's another really great way to sort of start to address it in a different way that allows for that detoxification. Because having fun without sort of maybe a substance, right? Having that fun or that deadening actually also really assists with that, really assists with that. Right.
Very true. Yeah. It's actually a brain state you're describing. Because when we're in stress, what happens is the frontal lobes really come online, and it's in these side areas that that inner critic exists, right?
Right.
There's a lot of activity here. So you give the inner critic a lot of information, and it's, you know, again, the popcorn machine kind of idea. But when you narrow your focus, which is actually what stress is intended to do, stress, you know, picks up the breath, it dumps neurochemicals into the bloodstream, it dilates the pupils, and it narrows the focus. So stress is, again, the gateway into flow. It's not to be avoided.
Right.
Okay. That's a really big, really big point.
Yes.
And so you get all this activity in the side of the frontal lobes here. And then when you narrow your focus and you start to concentrate on putting one bead of macaroni on the string at a time, and you get really, you know, into the act of doing that, then you shut down those parts of the brain. And so they go from hyperfrontality into what's called hypofrontality. And the minute that you do that, you stop thinking about what's happened or what all this information that's kicking up or what this might be. So you let go of past and future, and you also lose your sense of yourself. You move from the little I identification into the now moment where you're fully engrossed, and then you're accessing all this creative place, right? This is where the creative space is. And so it's actually a brain shift. And when that happens, your breath changes. You go from that shallow, rapid breathing, which depletes and your CO2 and imbalances your oxygen, and you bring it back into a natural state. So now you start getting, like you said, the really feel good neurochemicals, you know, like dopamine and serotonin and even oxytocin or anandamide, those wonderful chemicals that really put you in this creative state. So it's exceptional. What you're saying is a great way to just literally shift into flow.
And I know we've talked about this before, and I think we're on a really good track here. So I don't think we'll go to another break, because what I'd really love for you to address is, I mean, I have had the experience of Angela's breath facilitation, and I'm going to share my first story of it, not to scare you, but to know that even though these things happen, they're good. So the first breath experience I had with Angela We went in, we're doing these really double helix breaths. We're going in on purpose. We're evolving on purpose in that moment. We're going into the breath. And I have so much toxicity, so much latent suppressed tension and patterning and beliefs and fear and you name it. We didn't even name it. It came out as I was like a caterpillar that someone poked in the stomach and my whole body contracted into like a moon. And I remember I was like, I don't know if this is okay. So I rolled myself across the floor into Angela's lap. And she just was so awesome. She's like, it's okay, Janice. This is perfectly normal. It's your body letting go of all the things that doesn't serve it, that contract you. And it was a phenomenal experience, and it didn't stop me from doing it or even taking the facilitation course so I could facilitate it for people. And I don't know if there's something we can just quickly do together or you would like to lead us through just in a quick breath people could use if they aren't able to get to that creative piece yet because they're still really focused in on the fear piece and that stepping back piece. Mm-hmm. Isn't happening. And I know the breath will be pivotal to that.
Absolutely. I'd be happy to. And, you know, I'd like to teach just a little segment about breath. And when people understand this, then they feel very equipped to adjust the state they're in. So First of all, every experience you have, you're breathing, right? Some form of pattern. So every memory that you record has a breath pattern associated with it. So as the information's being triggered, it's also calling up the breath pattern that you were in. So for example, if you relive a trauma like drowning, you're going to have a short gasping breath to go with the experience, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. So the thing about breath is that breath is all about the chemistry. And so we inhale, oxygen comes into the lungs, it enters those little alveoli sacs around the lungs, and then goes into the blood. And the oxygen then travels through the blood, goes to the cells, carbon dioxide goes back to the blood, and we exhale that out, right? So when we overbreathe, we overexhale, which means we start dropping our CO2 levels. Now here's the kicker. If you don't have enough CO2 pressure in your body, that oxygen that's riding around in the blood never gets into your cells. And so when that happens, the brain goes, hey, wait a minute, something's wrong here. We need oxygen. And so you start breathing faster and then you start exhaling more. And so you start losing more and more of the CO2. So now you got all this oxygen pumped into the blood, but it's not getting into the cells. And this is what we see with anxiety and panic attacks. Mm-hmm. What happened to you in your breath experience was literally that. The CO2 level depleted, your body wasn't getting the oxygen, so your muscles and nerves started to contract, right? Mm-hmm. Well, now, of course, we know more, right? We're studying this more deeply with doctors and on the medical side. And so we know now that if we can regulate your CO2 level, we can not only fill your system with oxygen, we can also deliver it to the cells where it's needed. And when you get oxygen in your cells, your body calms down. It's got everything it needs to function. Your mind can now handle vast amounts of information because it's really firing on all cylinders, right? And so part of the reason people get burnt out or overwhelmed is literally because their brain can't function. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so here's a really easy way to regulate your CO2. So everybody that can, let's go ahead and do this together. So we're gonna inhale for 5 seconds, hold the breath for 5 seconds, exhale for 5 seconds, and then hold the exhale. So it's called a box breath. So your inhale, count of 5, hold, exhale, count of 5, hold. Okay, so go ahead and do that. This we'll do 2 rounds. So Inhale, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hold, 2, 3, 4, 5. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hold, 2, 3, 4, 5. Do it again on your own timing. Good. So let me explain what's going on here a little bit deeper. I kind of tricked you because I also got you to drop your awareness into the breath. So breathing unconsciously is an exchange of oxygen and CO2. But breathing with awareness activates the life force or the prana within your system. So now you're literally delivering your big eye into the breath and delivering it to all of the cells. So now big eye can help you make sense of all this information that you're holding. So this is how we kind of wake up and become aware. We're pinning our awareness to the physiology through the breath. When you hold the breath, and specifically on an exhale, you build up the CO2 pressure. So it's going to actually start to, again, regulate so that you get more of this saturation into your system. So when people are feeling that overwhelm, literally, I mean, we all say it all the time, just breathe. You know, I know you want to choke somebody when they're out of control and they're like, oh, just breathe, right?
Just breathe.
Right? But the truth is that's really what it takes, because the breath will not only reveal what state you're in, it will create it. So the more you breathe unbalanced, the more you activate this imbalance. And then of course the body memorizes that pattern and it craves experiences to create it. So, you know, that's one breath pattern you can do. In my breath work, we now have changed it. Tanis hasn't experienced this yet. We've changed this double helix she's talking about, which is all open mouth breathing. It's two inhales and one exhale. Looks like this. We've now changed this so that we hold the breath on the exhale. So we... And then you just hold it for however long is comfortable and then do it again. Two inhales, exhale, and hold. So I kind of liken it to you're at the playground, your slides lined up in front of you. You go up the slide stairs, you exhale on the way down, and then you hold the breath while you run to the next set of stairs. Okay, and then you go back up and you come down. And this breath will reset your CO2, charge up the oxygen, and because you're paying attention, it'll drop your awareness into it, and you'll deliver yourself into the experience. And so this is a wonderful way to start to induce flow states. Just one first breath pattern.
Love it. I love it because, you know, as you know from when I was doing breath with you more, the retention breath was such a beautiful space when you're just suspending, like you said at the end there, right? That's a quiet, beautiful space of just being with yourself, of just, and then recognizing, wow, I have this incredible capacity to hold myself,
right?
To just hold where I am. And that is what the breathing is doing. And of course, this is an incredible tool to take with you because the coronavirus attacks the lungs.
Right.
So we want to really be, I don't know, getting all stretched and ready to have our lungs to actually be working at maximum capacity, so that, because how many people pay attention to that exercising of your breath, right?
Right. Well, and also too, because the body memorizes your life, if you've had a lot of tension or stress already and now it's amped, your rib cage, the intercostal muscles, and your diaphragm muscle, the muscle that runs the breathing, they're going to hold the fear. And so they're going to stay contracted and tight. So doing long, deep yogic breathing, where you exaggerate the breath and you really breathe deep and full to stretch out those muscles, that'll help you release the fear, but also old patterns of fear that you have. Mm-hmm. And of course, make it so that you have a better breath capacity, right? So all breath work would be highly, highly recommended.
Right.
And so, you know, there's so many options to do that.
That's right. And I think I heard once you take 70,000 breaths a day. Mm. How many of them are conscious?
Right.
Right. And so I know what I teach with my clients is just take conscious breaths. They don't have to be to any sort of standard. Just pay attention. I'm breathing right now. You know, I'm taking a breath. One of the things I call a deep conscious breath is to imagine you're outside at night looking up at the night sky. where you're bringing some relaxation in and some visualization of a limitlessness and the dark and the light. And I said, just breathe that in. You know, it's like instead of breathing in sort of the stress from around you, you're breathing in nice, clear, beautiful energy from that limitlessness. And so sometimes even just pay attention. Yeah, just take three conscious breaths or four conscious breaths or one. It doesn't really matter. It's just allow yourself to sort of drop down into, yeah, I'm a living, breathing being. And I am right here, right now. You know, my famous saying, I don't know if it's famous to me, but be where your feet are.
Yes.
That's where everything is happening.
Yeah.
And though I know sometimes right now that feels very scary to people, right? To be where in it. Mm-hmm. And so I'd love for you to talk to how the fear is that doorway into just like really that doorway. Like I know you touched on it earlier about the struggle, but would you mind going just a little deeper into sort of seeing fear as something, I guess, positive or as a doorway in?
Right. Well, and that's where I come back to the relationship, because little I itself is, again, this collection of information. So here you are, this human who's inherited a bunch of information from your ancestors. Thank you for that beautiful gift. And then you start growing up in an environment and recording more information. So the majority of what you have in you for reactionary impulse, you don't even know. And here we are running around judging ourselves for absolutely every single thing that happens, right? And we're so hard on ourselves. And so when the fear kicks up, it's because this inner perception or identity of self is in stress mode of either risking your existence, right? Fear of death, right? Which is the ultimate fear, or fear of your image or whatever it is that's coming up, right? And so what's really happening is little I is telling you what the problem is. Right. And your little I is a supercomputer. So if there was a solution, it would have found it just like that, instantly, no problem. The reason they're stressed is because little I doesn't know what to do. Little I needs help. And who's got the answers? Big I. Because big I is this infinite connection to every potential and possibility. But when you lock down in stress, and you stay stuck in it, or you impair it so it goes away, or you think it goes away, right? You delay it, then you don't actually get to the part where you open to allow this in. So being able to lean in and stay present with what's coming up. So, you know, again, that non-judgment. This is happening. Like right now, I'm really angry. I really want to yell at this person. You start off by becoming aware that that's actually what's happening. So you're not right in it yelling at the person. Instead, you're like, oh my God, I'm so mad. And I want to, you know, do this. And so you instead observe that and you let it come up. Right. And you don't judge it. Because when you judge it, you stuff it back down. So you're telling the lie, you can't have this, right? But instead, little I's just doing the best job it knows how. It's looping what it knows and it's in stress. It needs help. So you listen to everything it has to say. It exhausts what it has to say. You're present with it. And then it kind of settles down. Oh, it's been heard. Now you got the opening. Now big I can come in and start to help sort out the issue, present a new pattern or opportunity or way of looking at things, a new perception, which solves the issue, right? And now you've got new information memorized by little I, so it can loop it on the next run.
Yeah. And I want to talk to you about the feeling of that big I, because I don't know, you know, I'm sure people listening to Transformation Talk Radio are being held to some sort of transformation. I mean, that's aligning with them. But I know for me, that first experience of that opening was a certainty. It was a quietness. It, you know, it didn't respond to fear the same way my little I did, right? It was like, oh, there's a bigger knowing here. You know, it's not necessary existential. It's in you, right? It's that creative mind. It's that feeling of, oh, wait, yeah. There, you know, we can't solve the problem with the energy that created it. So I have to access new spaces inside of me. And I, of course, teach the same thing. You know, when you're having a feeling, honor the feeling. It's in response to something that just happened to you. And that's okay. You don't have to act on it or react to it. But like you said, really see it as this incredible opportunity to explore it. I always say my favorite go-to is curiosity.
Right.
Yes. Get curious.
Yes.
So, well, right? Because the moment you get curious about something, you're actually creating that step back.
Right.
Because it and that is something you can do because you're already maybe in the mind. Then the curiosity is something the mind recognizes. And then again, it's another doorway into that bigger eye, into that more expanded state, into that sort of inner relaxation. For sure.
Well, when you're curious too, you're asking to explore the unknown, and little eyes all about the known.
Right.
So you have to be ready to open up to the unknown. It's really the gateway between.
This is a beautiful, great place for us to end right now and go to a break. And when we come back, I want to talk to Angela a little bit about what she has to offer and how you can find her in this vast universe. And she has written a couple of books. So we're going to talk about that a little bit too. So we will be right back.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Maine. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmaine.com.
Are you meeting your sales goals? Or maybe your business plan could use a dose of the divine? Tune in to Divinely Driven Results with faith-based business coach Elise Smith on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Coach Elise Smith helps listeners get unstuck from their business plateau and become empowered through divine guidance. Build up belief in yourself and your dreams and learn business strategies that work for you for real lasting results. Learn more by visiting www.DivinelyDrivenResults.com.
Hi, this is Kimberly Carlson, and I would love for you to tune into All In Healing Radio, where together we will begin to experience health, happiness, and harmony in all areas and aspects of life. Join us every first Tuesday of the month at 11 a.m. on TransformationTalkRadio.com. All In Healing will help you release layers of negative beliefs and energies for radiant health, deep joy, and greater abundance. Visit me at KimberlyCarlson.com.
It's time to shake out your money-making truth on Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show is more than your roadmap to success. It's your compass to abundance through joy and ease. Jennifer Bloom teaches you about the soul's relationship to money and wealth and how improving that relationship serves both you and the world. Learn more at JenniferBloom.com.
Yeah, yippee-skippee to that, baby. We're not done yet. Some of us are out here to educate and inspire. This year, 2020, is the year we gotta show me the money in the cash flow. I'm Dr. Pat. This is the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Visit thedrpatshow.com.
Break your snooze button habits for good with the Soul Stretching Sisters on the I Am Power Hour with me, Terry J. Walker.
And me, Dr. Pat, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Pump up your spiritual muscle as we share stories.
Aspire higher.
And live a whole lot larger.
To help you unleash your powered up,
pumped up, I Am Soul Stretching Success.
Anything can happen when we take to the airwaves.
And all things become possible during the I Am Power Hour.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Talking to Tanis, Evolving on Purpose with me, Tanis, and my extra special guest, flow coach, Angela Ditch. And right before we went to break, we had a really wonderful conversation and an ability to understand how important breath is in this process, in every process, but especially in these extraordinary times. And allowing yourself to use this time to go inside. And what more perfect way to just start breathing consciously, just start to bring breath in, conscious breathing in as part of your day-to-day, something you can do no matter where you are or what you're doing. You can take a breath. You can pay attention to that breath that you're taking. So Angela has lots of things that she offers for your expansion pleasure. So I will pass it over to Angela just and she can tell you a little bit about her offerings. And then we're going to talk a little bit about the book she wrote.
Hey, thank you. Well, the easiest way to get a hold of me is through my website, which is angeladitch.com, or friend me on Facebook. And I mean friend me, not my Facebook page, because I'm terrible at keeping that up. So you're better off to friend me. And right now I'm really responding to the need. Mm-hmm. So I'm offering a lot of nightly group flow breath experiences online where I can take people through a good long breathwork practice to discharge the stress. I also am doing Kundalini Tantric Yoga immersions. They're 3-week immersions online. You can do it live with me or by recording afterwards. And so that's really helping people in the now, as well as some group. I've been doing some group flow attunements, which is an energetic exercise we go through where we look at what's going on in the energy and help lift it out of the body. So those are the immediate things I'm doing. I also do mentorship, private mentorship and group mentorship, so people can access that or contact me about that. And then I teach facilitator level breathwork trainings and Kundalini Tantric Yoga. And so now I had already been moving online. Now it's all moving online. So there'll be more of those offerings coming up as well.
And Angela is an incredible teacher. I know I'm slightly biased, but I can also speak professionally. Incredible container, holds an incredible container for you. And you will have extraordinary experiences of expansion, of self, of just evolving on purpose. You will have that with Angela because of her incredible ability to meet you where you're at, to assist you through that, even virtually, which of course we know energy doesn't care about time and it doesn't care about distance. So this is sort of custom made for us energy workers who are always sort of keeping that awareness that what we're doing is actually happening in these energy fields often before we feel them in the physical. And so, Angela, you wrote 2 books.
I did. I wrote 2 books. They're really books about my own journey. So the first one is called Avatar Anatomy. And it's really my own discovery of how I got in my body and started to learn all these things. So I went through a pretty major transformation in my life and it would take too long to describe that. So
you can read the book.
And then the second book is more about the creative and the sexual energy. So it's the activation of that energy. And so it's called Waking the Goddess. And so it's a bit more of an experience of walking through that realm again. And again, mm-hmm. It's a personal story that I'm sharing through.
Nice.
Thank you. Working on my 3rd book, but I'll wait to tell you what that one's about.
Okay. Awesome. And where can they access your books?
They can do that on Amazon. Or through my website, angeladitch.com. They can order, it'll give them the link to Amazon for them through there.
Perfect. And you also have attunement tools available on your website, correct?
I do. I actually have a YouTube channel as well. And so I have been putting up some guided meditations and breath processes to help people through that. And then I also have online courses that are pre-recorded as well, which are, again, dive more into the breath work and the Kundalini, as well as through the mentorship programs. I have a self-driven mentorship program as well. And so I've got lots of tools. And again, in this moment, we're evolving to meet people's needs, their budgets, what basically we're here to serve. We just really want to be able to help people get these frameworks. So one more thing I'd like to just quickly share.
Absolutely.
My sister, Lorene Ballston, who is also trained in a modality called spiritual response therapy and spiritual restructuring, her and I are going to team up and offer half price attunement sessions for people so that if you're really feeling overwhelmed and the group free ones are great, but you'd like to go more personally into that, we'll be happy to start assisting on that level as well.
That's wonderful. And again, yeah, they can access that through your website.
Yes, soon. Yeah. Or Facebook is way better. Go there.
Facebook.
First,
okay. Yes.
And then go. I'll get to the website. I need a person.
Well, maybe they're listening, that person.
Maybe they're listening.
Maybe they're listening to us, yeah, today. Awesome. Is there anything else you wanted to address around the subject of flowing through fear and any sort of last pearls of wisdom? And
yeah, I think everybody should stand up and pat themselves on the back, because this is intense and people are doing the best job they know how all the time. And in really how we show up is based on what conditioning are we looping and how much awareness have we threaded into that. Mm-hmm. We're either going to recreate what we know or we're going to take what we know and evolve it. And right now is the most incredible opportunity to evolve. And so, you know, maybe you need a framework or you need a practice or you need to talk about it, whatever. You should reach out to somebody, Tanis or me, and we will help you get some guardrails or some, you know, stability so that you can navigate this. Of course, it's a horrible thing that's happening on the physical level to those who are, you know, experiencing this illness and further. But it's also a phenomenal opportunity for the entire planet to evolve. So, I mean, we're walking into a whole new era. Yeah. So pat yourself on the back. You're rocking it.
That's really right. Yes. Really. And I know we are seeing a lot of fear, but we're also seeing a lot of empathy.
Yeah.
And I know that both things are always present, you know, like the two wolves. It's we do have fear, but we do have empathy. And I said this is unprecedented. We have worldwide. This isn't just one group of people or one country or one. This is unifying. This is the unity of the globe coming together. And that gets me excited. I also wrote a book called Talking to Myself and Evolving on Purpose. And so what you can do there is that starts you right from the beginning too. Also my experience of sort of opening up to that big eye and some, because I'm a school teacher, very practical ways to walk you through that and to access any emotional trauma, because that will be coming up. And that's, of course, my forte, is helping people through emotional trauma by helping them transform those old patterns that are coming up. And so I want to thank my guest today, Angela Ditch, my good friend, for sharing her knowledge and enthusiasm of our human energetics and how to use that physical body and the breath to access those deeper patterns and to that pieces of the puzzle to expand our consciousness and promote our own health and our own well-being. And remember, I'm here every first and third Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Central, and 1 p.m. Eastern Time. That's time travel. See, it's totally time travel. My next show is April 17th, and that will be with another good friend. I have the best friends. A spirit and automatic writer, Ruby Tunkey, and we'll be talking about how you can access what lies behind that conditioned mind. And so Ruby will be also offering channeled messages to those who call or write in. And so you can put that on your calendar or set a reminder for that. And we'll be back here on April 17th with Ruby to have that little fun experience. And I'll leave you with what I believe is the only real quote, the only real sentence. If we reminded of ourselves this every day, I think we would experience such expanse and such beauty. And that is, remember, if you don't decide who you are in the experience will decide who you are. And so you get to use this incredible space of being allowed to go inside. Just take every now and then, take a moment to go, well, who do I want to be in this? How do I want to remember what I was? Was I only afraid, or was I using that fear to flow, to grow, to evolve, to expand, to reach out, to connect? Wouldn't that be a beautiful memory? Rather than just focusing on that fear and how it stops you. Think about How does it move me forward? So thank you again, Angela.
Thank you for having me. It was fun.
Great conversation. I think it was all in our outside voice.
I'm pretty sure. Well, we can check. We can watch the replay.
We'll watch the replay. Yeah. So give yourself permission to be who you are. Deep down, experience your flow. Don't forget to breathe. Thank you. I'll see you again soon.
You bet. Thank you.
Check out Angela.
Thank you for listening to Talking to Tanis, where you evolve on purpose. You're one step closer to discovering that inner divine being that's been waiting for you all along. For more about Tanis or past shows, visit talkingtotanis.com. Let Tanis help you realize that you will be heard, be relevant, be loved and accepted, all while having fun doing it. Join us live every first and third Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com.